Today is Monday, June 28, 2010, and you're listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. It is a hot Monday here in California. I think it reached 100 degrees today, which is really strange because last week there was a couple days where the high was 65. But I guess that's just part of being in California. Hope you're having a pleasant day. This show is all about destiny, your destiny, and the destiny of all of us. And how we can understand that better through a science that's really connected to the cycles of life, you might call it, the cycles of the earth. We are children of the earth. That's what we are. So we are governed by the cycles. You know, just like the growth, pearls are a beautiful thing. Their entire life development is governed by the moon, which governs the tides, which governs a lot of the ocean life. So we too, as humans, we are governed by the cycles of the earth. And this system, which I call the science of the cards, or some people call it destiny card system, because my first book was called Destiny Cards. It has an uncanny ability to pinpoint the cycles that affect each of us individually. That's what it's all about. It's like astrology. Astrology does the same thing. This is a lot less complex. There's a lot less debate about how to use it. Astrologers, you know, they fight about every little aspect of astrology, which makes it very difficult for beginners to get a good education in astrology. It's already complex enough without people disagreeing with each other about the basics of astrology, like what house system to use and whether you use planets, asteroids, or parts of fortune, parts of this, parts of that. It's all very confusing. This system doesn't require any of that stuff. Anybody can learn this in, you know, 20 to 30 minutes. Literally, you can be doing your first reading. All you have to do is just get the book and read the instructions. It's that easy, and that's what we encourage you to do. I do free readings on this show. It's more or less here to demonstrate to you how this works. I'll be looking, when people call in with a question, I'll be looking at their cards. I'll be looking to see what influences are present, what cycles of their particular life has at this particular time. Is it a material cycle, which is good for success and, you know, business and relationship, or is it a spiritual cycle where there's more of a turning inward, which is usually associated with problems on the material level? The cards know that. You can know this years ahead of time. You can plan with this. So if you haven't already purchased the cards of your destiny or love cards, I suggest you give it a shot. If not, even if you don't, go down to the local library and read it, or go to the bookstore and just read it and see what you find. You should never believe in anything. Don't believe in this system. Don't believe in any system or anything anybody tells you. In my opinion, you should always test it for yourself. I tested this system for an entire year before I realized that it really, I mean, it nailed me right off the bat. It really did. But still, I wasn't just going to give myself over to this just because, you know, the first thing I read was so accurate. It certainly got my attention, though. But it was a year of testing before I decided that this was really true. And then I made a choice to commit myself to bringing this system to the attention of the world. And I've been doing this now for 20 years. And we've sold over 100,000 books so far. And we're still moving forward. New things. Many of you listening tonight are here because you took the free Destiny e-course. Welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy it. People born today, June 28, 2010, are a Two of Clubs with a Seven of Spades. Two of Clubs are so mentally sharp, they can cut you to pieces. They get every little detail. And they have to watch it because they can be very pessimistic and negative and whiny with that two. You know, they can be so sharp, they have it all figured out, and it's negative. They get to be right, but they don't realize that they're poisoning themselves and the people around them with their negativity. Every Two of Clubs has to be careful for this. So intelligent. And often physical beauty is associated with the Two of Clubs as well, because all the twos have a sense of balance to them, which bestows. It's a feminine number. It's the first feminine number. So any woman or man who's a two, often good looking or very pretty to look at. We have a lot of people born today. But I wanted to mention that today's not just a Two of Clubs. It's also a Seven of Spades. And that card is known to be very domineering and very strong-willed. And in some cases, you know, just very difficult to live with. They have a, because they have a King of Diamonds as a first karma card, they have a blindness to certain to other people sometimes, or to other points of view. And they can be very difficult to live with. My mother's husband, my father-in-law, I guess you would call him, is this birthday. And he's very difficult to live with. So we have people like, let's see, we have Mel Brooks was born today. Looking back in history, John Dillinger was born today. And King Henry VIII. Now, King Henry VIII killed quite a few people. There's the Seven of Spades in action. Well, as a matter of fact, John Dillinger did too. What about that? We have Mel Brooks, Kathy Bates, John Cusack. We have John Elway, the quarterback for the Denver Broncos, I guess it was. Or was it? Yeah, Denver Broncos. Gilda Radner. We have, let's see, who's some younger people? We have Mary Stuart Masterson, musician Jimmy Summers, actress Tichina Arnold, Alessandro Nivola, rock musician Tim Norwood of OK Go, and rock musician Mark Stormer of The Killers. When I hear about these new groups, I kind of feel bad because it makes me realize how old I am. I have no awareness of what's relevant in pop music today. I feel a little bad about that, but, you know, I don't really listen to music all that much anyway, even though I've made music, and I really do like music. So welcome to the show. We have a topic every week, and sometimes it's about the cards. Tonight's topic is about making money with the cards. A lot of you listening tonight already are doing this, I know. And many of you who are listening, you love the cards. You just love it. And you've shared it with your friends, but you haven't taken that step to perhaps offer a service or a product to your friends using the card system. But if you love the system, and you'll be good at it. Everyone who loves it is already good at it. That's what got me into the business of the cards, was the fact that I just loved it, and I knew the value that it held for people. So there's a lot of ways that you can make money with the cards. First of all, of course, is doing readings for people. Now, you have to be willing and able to receive money from others. And a lot of people who are spiritually oriented have difficulty. They can work a regular job where there's a salary and it's like a known thing. But when it comes to asking for money for some personal service they're offering, they choke up. They become very uncomfortable. And they have difficulty doing that. Now, I never had that problem because I'm a Queen of Diamonds, I guess. I'm a double diamond. I mean, if you talk to my sisters, I have four sisters and two brothers. But my sisters will still tell stories about when I first got my driver's license at age 16 or 17, they would ask me for a ride and I would charge them for it. Now, if you can charge your family for things, you're not going to have any trouble charging friends and other people. But if you do have trouble charging friends and family, you will have trouble making any money doing this work. You have to be willing to set your price. And it's not for you, by the way, the price. It's for them. I had a student who called, and you know, he was complaining because he was doing readings, but people weren't showing up for the readings. And when they did show up, they wouldn't really pay attention. And he knew, and he felt really bad, because what he really wanted was them to pay attention. And I asked him how much he was charging, and I think he was charging like $35 for a two-hour reading. I said, there's your problem right there. I said, you have to change your price immediately to $100 at least. And he balked at that, but he went ahead and did it, and he called me back 2 weeks later, and everybody was starting to show up. They were all showing up, and they were all listening. He was so happy. He was a queen of clubs. He just loved it that they were really paying attention to him and showing up for the appointment. So that's why you make your price, because people need to, they will value it only if you charge. The amount you charge determines the value they place on it. If you think it's valuable, charge. I mean, anybody should be able to make $100 for an hour. And some of you could make a lot more. Now, a lot of you have my software program, and that allows you to create reports that you can sell. So it's good, you know, having a product to offer people in addition to your service is a very good way. I mean, if you're going to do this, you might as well open up more avenues of opportunity for people who come to you. Yeah, I'm experiencing some static as well, even though there's no loose wires. It might be Skype. Let's see how it goes. We might have to restart this Skype thing or something. But my suggestion is, if you really want to do this, you should have as many things to offer people who come to you as possible, but definitely for the readings right off the bat. And all you need to do is set a good price for your readings, and then call or email everybody you know and let them know that you're available for readings. Say, I'm available for readings, and this is what I'm charging. That's really all you have to do. You have to have the courage to do that. I know some of you will say, oh my God. But that's what you do. A call is even better, a phone call. Hey, by the way, I want you to know I'm doing readings with the cards. I really love it. And I have great information. I can really help you with some problems if you have any, or knowing what's going to happen in your future, or understanding your relationships. So the ideal formula would be to offer as many things as possible. So you can offer readings, reports from the software, and even the books. You can get the books at wholesale from me, and you can offer those to people who come to you. That gives anybody who comes to you a big variety of things to purchase and more opportunities to give you some money. Okay? So that is the best way. And if you love it, start sharing it. And don't be afraid to charge. I remember when I first got into astrology, I was just learning, but I found a great book that opened up my understanding so much that I started to do readings. I was only charging $30 at the time, and my readings were about 45 minutes. But, you know, I figured I was getting paid to learn. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was something, and I definitely had $30 worth of good information to give them. And then as the years progressed, I raised my prices, and it became more of a profession. Eventually, it became my number one profession. And then my price, you know, continued to go up. And I remember the year that I went, I got a birthday present from a really famous astrologer in L.A. who was the astrologer to the president, Reagan, actually. And I went to her for a reading. I got a birthday present. It was like $300 to get a reading with her. My wife got it for me as a birthday present. I was so excited to go there. And I went there and got a reading with her. And I was so disappointed. And I said to myself, I can give much better readings than this. So I immediately went home and doubled my price, which was still less than her price. But that helped me. That was worth $300 to realize that people that were charging so much money did not deliver. They did not really help me. The information she gave me was vague, and it didn't even apply to me at all. It was very weird. And I don't think she really cared. Anyway, that's a little story. So if you love what you're doing, this is a time. And if you want to, now's a good time. Everybody's looking for answers. Everybody wants to know what's going to happen to me. And you're welcome to listen to the shows here and see how I handle people on the air to get ideas and direction for how to do it. I certainly encourage everyone to do readings and to get paid for it. Even if it's your friends, they want to give you money. People would love to give us money. It's funny how we don't let that happen. It's really funny. Okay, that concludes our topic. We're going to take a short break now, and when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines for your calls. Be right back after the song called Seasons Change. And that was Seasons Change. Before I take our first caller, I just want to say a couple quick things. First of all, our sale, which began last Thursday, ends tonight at midnight. And thank you all for your orders because it's been very good, and I hope you appreciated the discounts that we offered you guys. And I want to mention one other thing. You know, we're in the process of moving to North Carolina, and it's something dawned on me today. I thought this was kind of funny. Maybe you might appreciate this. When you move, especially like a move like this, your whole house, you actually put your hands on and look at every single thing that you own. That's the only time that you do that is when you move. You get to see every little thing. You look at it and you assess it. It's really funny. It's really, really funny. Anyway, here we go. Let's see here. First up tonight is Vicky from L.A. Her birthday is August the 8th, 1952. 57 years old. Are you there, Vicky?
Hi, Robert. How are you? Thank you again. You always do such an amazing job every week.
Why, thank you, Nancy. Appreciate it.
I want two questions, please. I've had a tough year, and I've got my birthday coming up. What is next year going to be? And then I want to give you a guy's birthday and see what you think.
A guy? Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me have a look here. I'm just curious, what's been tough about this year?
Oh, it's been tough. It's been, you know, the money finally came, and you did say almost a year ago that it would be before my next birthday. But, you know, it's been tough. I mean, it's been sort of death and rebirth kind of thing.
So it's been tough financially mostly? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, it's been tough financially. It's been tough trying to get projects going. It's been tough romantically.
Oh, well, you had an Eight of Hearts in Venus this year. What's tough about that? That was back in last October, you know. So, you know, I mean, if I were looking at this spread that you had this year, I would not predict it would be a tough year.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I'm fascinated to hear that it was difficult for you.
Uh-huh.
So, with that in mind, when I talk about next year, who knows? You follow what I'm saying? And it does kind of have a lot to do with, you know, who we are, you know, and how we're looking at things, you know. A lot of the toughness in life is like we make problems out of things by the way we think about them. You know what I mean? And you know that almost all pain that we experience and misery, whatever, is from the attitudes that we have. It's what we expect things to be compared to what is really happening, okay?
Uh-huh.
So it's interesting. I mean, you look at this coming year, you have an Eight of Diamonds long range. That is an excellent card. That means, you know, wow, money, right?
Great.
Okay, but I don't know. If you have a poverty consciousness, you may miss it. You follow? It's important.
Well, money did come. No, money did come a month ago.
Yeah, but I'm talking about next year, after your birthday now, where we're in the future now. So, you know, I saw the Eight of Diamonds show up for you, and I'm glad that it showed up. So this year you have an Eight of Diamonds the whole year, okay? So are you going to be able to receive that and let that happen? I hope you will.
I hope so, too.
And you know, I see that your Pluto card and your result card are all about success and having more money. And it looks to me like you're really going to be focusing and working very diligently to make that happen. Okay? I do think there's going to be success, but it's going to also be tough because it's going to cause you to do things that you're not doing right now. You follow me? You know, when there's a problem in the world, in our world, it's usually us. You know?
Right.
So the Pluto card every year says this is what you need to do that you're not doing in order to have the result card which you want. And these are all both tens, Ten of Diamonds and Ten of Clubs. So it's about having more success and expanding into larger arenas. So I do think you're going to be successful. But how you may look back on next year and go, oh, it was a terrible year. I struggled. I don't know what you're going to do, you know. I would say it's going to be a great year.
And what about for love next year?
Well, who cares? Well, you got to have money first.
Yeah.
Who's the boyfriend, the potential boyfriend?
Well,
what's his birthday?
Not a boyfriend, just somebody that maybe, I don't know, September 19th, 1964.
September 19th.
1964.
Okay, hold on a second. So is this a five of clubs?
I don't know. September 19th, 1964.
Yeah, I think he's a five of clubs. Hang on. Yeah, five of clubs, three of diamonds. Well, you have a past life Venus connection with this person. He's like you, though. He's very, you know, he's freedom-oriented and probably will never settle down with anybody. And, you know, five of clubs, they love to have affairs with you if you're married. They like secret affairs, in general. Now, I don't see his card showing up in your yearly spread. It doesn't mean that he won't show up, but I don't see him there. But I do see a King of Hearts in Venus. I see you meeting somebody when you take a trip in October of this coming year. I mean, of this year. You follow me? So it may not be this person here that you just mentioned, but I definitely see you having an opportunity for love come up in October or November of this year. All right?
Great.
Well, it's great talking to you, Nancy.
Thank you so much, Vicki.
I would really suggest you get a copy of one of the books.
Uh-huh.
Start reading about yourself.
I think I should read it again on money. I've got your book.
Get the Love Cards book first and then gradually work into the Cards of Your Destiny book.
Okay.
All right, great talking
to you.
Okay,
Robert, thank you so much.
Have a nice night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up is Crystal from Atlanta, June 9th, 1962. She is an Eight of Diamonds. Eight of Diamonds, King of Spades, 48 years old. Are you there, Crystal?
Yes, sir. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty lively. How about yourself?
Well, I'm fine, and it's been wonderful chatting with you through the emails that you send. And my question tonight is, I've been pretty heavy into the Cards of Your Destiny and Love Card books and helping friends and everything else, just like you said, that everybody loves to do when they get the book and they learn how to read it and interpret things. But I have a question. Well, how do you interpret when your Venus cards are both two people of the same family? Because usually...
I don't understand. Well, first of all, anybody who's Venus to you in any year is going to be a good relationship, not necessarily somebody you're lovers with or anything, you know.
Well, no.
It's just good.
Right, but this is the person that I... and dating and his daughter, both cards are their cards. So
That's good for you. I mean, was there any question? I mean, you really know the answer to that. It's the book already tells you that, what it means when somebody's your Venus card, right?
Yes, it means that I love them. It doesn't necessarily mean they love me.
No, are you talking about lifetime Venus or in the yearly spread Venus?
No, in my yearly spread.
In the yearly spread, it doesn't mean that you love them and they don't love you. It means you're going to get along with them very well this year. Plain and simple. Okay?
Okay.
There's a chapter in the Cards of Your Destiny book that tells you about what it means in the yearly spread. It's the relationships chapter. And it doesn't say that you'll love them but they won't love you. It doesn't say that at all.
No. Not saying that they won't love me. I'm saying it says that... because you love them does not necessarily mean that they feel the same way about you.
Yeah, but it really is. You're going to get along well with them. It's going to be a pleasant experience for you. And isn't that all that really matters?
Of course. Absolutely.
Do you have any other questions? Do you have any real questions?
Well, no, that was a real question because normally when I find a person's birth card, I can interpret the other card, meaning this is something that will have to do with them. But when both cards were birth cards, I wasn't sure how to interpret that.
And it wouldn't matter if it was birth or ruling card. It means the same thing, you know, and you could have a lot of people show up in your Venus period, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The ones you want to look out for are the Saturn people. every year. You know, who's right. Saturn to you this
exactly.
year? Yeah.
Okay,
we always
so
have a Saturn card
no
every year, and if you have a lot of people in your life, you may run into one of them, you know, in a particular year.
Okay.
All right,
well,
Crystal.
That.
It's great having you on the show, and I love Eight of Diamonds. They're just so wonderful. When they smile, the sun comes out. So thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good night. Okay, let's see here. Who's next? We're going to talk to a birthday girl next. Her name is Julie, June 28, 1957. Are you there, Julie?
I am.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. It's a great day.
Oh, yeah. Birthdays are always wonderful.
Yeah, it is. And it's a great year coming up.
Yeah, I see some good influences. What are you up to?
I do. Well, I'll tell you what, your talk was so perfectly timed tonight because I am very interested in being a professional card reader, and I've been studying, and I'm thinking, I'm in a job that I don't love, and I'm really wanting to get out of that, and I'm kind of looking forward as to this year being the year that I move out of that and into something that I love more, which the cards are certainly a piece of that puzzle. And so I'm kind of wondering what you see as far as time frame of my actions and whatever coming up in the year, and see if I've learned something. See if I actually learned something.
Yeah, well, okay. You have very good cards for what you just said. I mean, very good. And the time to act is now. The time to get started is now. Usually the long range card doesn't usually kick in till the Venus or Mars period of the year. And so you may not be quite ready, but by your Venus period, which is August 19th, things should be rolling along pretty well. Okay?
Cool. That's kind of what I was thinking, too.
And then when you look at that when you see that Ten of Diamonds in Mars, you think, wow, well, how can I turn that into some money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and Eight of Hearts is there. So that implies, like, making money because you have groups of people there in front of you, see?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be looking for opportunities to reach out to groups with whatever you're going to be doing. And I think it's beautiful. The Six of Clubs long range points to doing something that's more aligned with your purpose. And you don't know this, but there's a Five of Spades with that card, which means a change in your career. So this is all well time for you. I think it's going to be very successful. I really do.
Excellent. And I was thinking that my Jupiter period, you know, mid-year is about a really good time. If I can really work hard and pull some rabbits out of my hat, maybe that's a good time I can even leave my job. Does that look
It's possible, yeah. That's a really good time. When the cards look good for it. You're reading it correctly. So, yeah, I think, you know, if you make as much money as I see possible here in Mars, you could quit your job and feel good about it.
Wow.
So it's time to get motivated.
clearly get busy. Awesome. Excellent. Okay. Thank you.
Well, happy birthday, and I wish you the most successful year possible.
Thank you so much. Well, you'll be hearing from me again, obviously, because I'm going to be hanging in your corner for a while, I think.
Okay, it'll be nice to have you.
Thank you so much, Robert, and best of luck on your move.
Thanks, Julie. I appreciate that.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to have time now for a short break. We're going to listen to a song off my CD, Bhakti Rock, called Krishna Hare Krishna. This is like the short version, which just kind of comes right in.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna.
That was Krishna Hare Krishna from my CD Bhakti Rock. By the way, all this music is available on e7thunders.com. Some of it's free. By the way, if anybody lives in Concord, California or in the area here, we're going to have a big yard sale, moving sale next weekend. Give me a buzz if you're interested. I'll tell you all the things we have that we're going to be getting rid of. Okay, let's go into our next caller, who's Terry from Arizona. Her birthday is March 24th, 1960. Are you there, Terry? Hello, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
So, we've talked before.
Yes. And I'm not going to freak out this time.
Okay.
I got very nervous and, hello, are you there? So.
Yeah. So, what is your question tonight, Terry?
Well, I am a student of the card system at this time, and I do plan to go into business with the cards. And I guess I'm kind of like a typical Aries, or maybe in that I think one of your sayings is fire ready, aim. And I've never had a reading. Someone read my love cards, you know, for me.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
So all I have is, like, my interpretations.
Well, you got a reading from me, like, 2 weeks ago.
Well, you looked up at my yearly spread.
Yeah.
And there was the four jacks. You said that was unusual and that everything was going to, you know, I was in for an upgrade, overall upgrade.
That's right.
And that's about as far as we got.
Here's the thing, Terry. You don't really get the significance of what I said, you know? That was extremely significant, what I told you. I don't think you get that. It's like you're looking for more information, but you're not taking in what was given to you. You follow me?
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, I do.
This isn't the year your whole life can be different. I mean, what is there more important to say than that? And what is there remaining to be said after saying that? What's missing, you know, after saying that?
Nothing. That's a very, like...
So why are you still having...
Wide, questions. Why do I still have questions?
Yeah, why do you still have questions of me about your year? That's what I'm asking you, okay? Is there something you don't know that you want to find out?
Well, like that one question I have is goes to the life spread of having the Ace of Spades as a long range card in your life thing, and then on the yearlies, those four jacks look kind of ominous,
What would you be afraid of for jacks? What's scary to you about jacks?
Well, some of their when I look at the interpretations for them to be the possibility of a schemer or less than honest.
Yes, but see, I already read your cards for you, and that's not what I told you. I mean, I wrote the book. So if I told you what it's going to be, you can ignore what's written in the book because I'm reading for you. Do you follow me? And your particular situation. The book has no way to know what your life situation is. It gives general meanings that apply to some people it'll say this could happen, that could happen, but I'm telling you what's really happening. You follow? And that's all you have to really think about. Okay?
Okay.
So we don't really like people to call in on this show more than once every month or two. Okay? I'm just letting you know. I mean, we have a general rule that we like to give new people a chance to call in. Okay? And in your studies of the fellowship, you're going to get all the help and support you need to learn all the cards and everything about yourself. You have a great mentor, by the way. One of the best. So I appreciate you calling, and I'm going to let you go so I can take our next caller.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Next up is Bart from Wisconsin. His birthday, he's just barely made it into Taurus. He's April 23rd, 1963, 47 years old, Jack of Clubs. Are you there, Bart?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show, Bart.
Thanks. I bought your book. I got into the card thing because I'm actually using and your topic is perfect because making money with cards, but I'm actually just starting to trade financial instruments. And the software I use actually uses the card system to determine levels, support and resistance levels for trading.
That's awesome. That's really
cool.
Yeah,
it's kind of an esoteric software company.
Uh-huh. Well, good for you. That sounds really cool. What can I do for you tonight?
I am a full-time police officer, and I'm doing this. I've been working on this for like a year and a half. I went into it, got made a bunch of mistakes, lost not much money, but lost money, and now I'm to the point again where I feel like I'm ready to go and step forward doing this live rather than just training. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. So are you just curious about what I might see for your future? Is that what you're – because you're in a –
Yeah. Yep. And how would I best use, like, Cards of Destiny in this pursuit in terms of – like, if you were to trade, how would you use the cards – I mean, I've got the book. I've been studying the book. I've been through the first like four or five chapters.
Sure. Well, you know, I don't really know. I'm not a person who does trading.
Sure.
But I know a lot of people apply different formulas to trading, and some of them are very successful. I'm certain there's something that you could use the cards for. I just haven't applied myself to that particular idea. Okay. So, I mean, if it can help you make a better trade, if you find that it can be accurate, like if you can find cards for companies or whatever that reflect what's really going on, and you can like sort of unravel the keys to how the cards that show up for a company using the birthday of a corporation or something would reflect their stock prices, then you have a magic wand for making money, right? That would be
okay.
The hope. I just don't know how that would work. I mean, it's not something I've really dealt with myself. So, but that would be the only way I could think, you know. And of course, if your software program was accurate and it had a proven track record, you could make a lot of money by selling it to other people as well.
Oh, it's not mine. I mean, I use this other person's software.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I guess then my primary question would be, how does it look for me? What does the coming year look for me? It was interesting when I just kind of going through it. I mean, there was I might be working two jobs, that I might have a different, you know, thing coming up in my life was what I read.
Yeah, you read it correctly. I would read it the same way. And change and endings are huge for you this year, and this year is just getting started, you know, because you just entered your Venus period, and you have the Five of Spades environment, which means change is good. You have a Nine of Spades Pluto with a Six of Clubs result, which means letting go of what you've been doing to find your real purpose, which is the Six of Clubs. Okay, so it's all, I think, divine timing for you. I think it's perfect.
Okay.
It's going to be unsettling. It's scary this year. Okay. It's scary. because you're walking into the unknown. You know?
Sure.
And you got no guarantee that you're going to be successful. But I think it will be successful. It's just that this is like a transition year from one thing to the other. I would look to next year's cards for your indications of success. I think it's going to take you this entire year to make the transition.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when I'm, if I remember correctly, looking at the spreads and stuff, my year goes from, does it go from my birthday?
Yeah, it starts from
my
your
Venus
birthday.
Period starts from that. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, your Venus period began on June the 14th. So you're in Venus now, and that goes until August the 5th, which is your Mars period. The book has all that laid out for you, the Cards of Your Destiny
yep.
book. That's where I would start. I mean, if you don't
okay.
have that book yet, that's where you'll find all the spreads for yourself and for any company there. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Yeah, I've got that. About that.
Oh, okay, good. You're good then. Well, good luck, Bart.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Very successful. Just don't.
Thanks.
I wouldn't expect anything until the following year. Just like this is the year when you get into it, and I don't think you're going to suffer or anything. I don't think you're going to be out of money or anything, but it's a transition year.
Okay.
Take care, Bart.
Excellent. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye bye. Okay, next up is Nancy. She called in earlier, and somehow we hung up on her. She's a King of Hearts, age 55, October 22nd, 1954. Are you there, Nancy?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm glad you called back.
So am I.
How are things in Florida? Nice and hot, I think.
It's pretty nice. Yeah.
That's good. It's funny, my wife's one of her best friends is your birthday, and she just moved up to Asheville from Florida. Same
my
birthday.
My mom used to live in Asheville.
You did?
My mother.
Oh, your mother. Oh, nice. So
yeah.
What can I do for you this evening, Nancy?
I'd like to know a little bit about what's coming up for me as far as my life with my daughter, and if there's going to be a man in my future.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to mention that you have so many cards of endings this year, letting go. Have you experienced that so far?
Yes.
It's like a transformation year for you, you know, like... And some of it you may not like you may think, oh, I don't want that to end, but it's going to end anyway kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I had your cards, I would just say, God, take whatever you want. Whatever it is, I'll let it go. Don't be attached, you know, not with these cards.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be attached to anything because we only have a peephole into what's real and we only know a little bit of what's really going on in our life. We think we know. But God knows, and whatever's happening to us is perfect. So if somebody leaves, or if, you know, something like a loss of a job or whatever happens, you just let it go. It's all meant to be. This is an Ace of Spades year for you, a year of transformation. And not only that, by the way, this is the last year of a 7-year cycle of yours that began in 2003. So you're about ready to end this cycle and go on to something completely new. That's got to be good. Okay?
Yes, it is.
And there will be a man in your life after your next birthday. Okay? Are you dating at all
yeah.
this year?
Actually, that's kind of, you know, the endings.
You got to clean out
about,
the closet.
You know. Yeah.
You got to make room for something better.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and you know, in retrospect, it's like, wow, you know, really, it wasn't good, but you just kind of hold on to it, and like you said, and finally you got to let it go. And
well, you're a six, and you're a King of Hearts, but you're also a Six of Hearts, and sixes, they have a really hard time letting go or changing. They just can go on and on and on and on,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that can be very painful sometimes.
Yeah.
When it really is time to let go. They just keep hanging in there. But your life is changing in spite of you. And yeah. I see good things coming. I really do. So just be willing to let it all go. You won't have to wait too long to find somebody else. But you do have to let go of this one first.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm getting there.
You know, pain is what teaches us. You know, without pain, we wouldn't change. It sounds bad, but pain is really what has us do things different in our life, you know. So as much as we don't like it, we would keep on suffering. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's what pain is. So we finally let go. Our hand is burning in the fire. We finally pull it out, right? So I'm glad you called back, Nancy. You have good things in your future. Just you're in Saturn right now. Don't expect a lot until after your birthday, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for being my guest
tonight.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I will. Bye-bye. Moving right along, we have a caller from California. Her name is Cindy. Cindy is a Jack of Clubs, born January 29th, 1958. She's 53 years old. Are you there, Cindy?
I'm not calling back, Cindy. You have good things in your future. Just, you're in Saturn by now. Don't expect a lot of
stuff. Cindy, turn off your radio. Turn on your computer speakers.
Okay. Hello.
Thank you. Are you there?
You're welcome. Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, see, there's a delay when you're listening to it, and you have to turn that off when we're talking. So.
Okay, I can do that.
So, welcome to the show, and what can I do for you?
Oh, hi there. I didn't know it was you. I thought it might be your staff. All right. Well, I have questions about career, money, and relationships. Just, you know, the minor questions of life.
You mean just all the questions that everybody has?
Exactly. I'm an artist, and I've got all these ideas for little bread and butter businesses, plus my own work. Plus, I love the cards, and I've also been contemplating maybe doing a website that would offer services, you know, with the cards. And I kind of am wondering what you think.
Well, you know. First of all, your long-range card this year is the Ace of Hearts. Are you familiar with what that card means?
You know, I know what it says it means, but I've always kind of thought that the Ace of Hearts also means being in love alone. So,
well, what it really means is, and the book may not reflect this, it really means a search for what you really love.
Yeah.
So that, you know, out of that search can come... you connecting with what you really love, see? And that can be in all areas of your life, your work, your relationships, everything.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Now, because this is your long-range card, it implies that it's going to be a year-long pursuit, okay?
Okay.
So it's not going to complete until your next birthday.
Okay.
So there's going to be more experiences that happen this year that haven't happened yet, and just look at everything that happens as being like sort of like information, giving you information about what really makes you happy, see?
Okay.
What a great project, you know, when you think about it.
Oh, just, yeah, what a privilege to be able to go through that process. You bet.
Yeah, just to be on the quest, it's like a personal quest for happiness.
Okay.
And, you know,
that.
I see success. You have good cards. You know, you really have good cards this year. There's an indication of letting go, but everything is really kind of good. And I think you can do all that you love. So just focus on what do I love and do that exclusively. That's my suggestion.
Okay. Well, I feel like, too, interpersonal relationships are somewhat challenging for me because of my circumstances, being a single mom, and plus I have an elderly dad that I, you know, am spending lots of time with, and so time is limited for me, and therefore I've been out of the loop for a really long time, and getting back in the loop is a little bit, you know, it's scary, it's a little painful, but I think maybe that's part of what God has for me this year, too, is to learn how to swim in that pond again.
You know? Yeah, well, you get a learner's permit.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have heavy expectations on yourself.
Yeah.
You just say, hey, you know, okay, I'm starting over again, and I need some time to kind of see how this works again and see what makes me happy. It's the same question.
Okay.
So, yeah. And, you know, there's this group here. I forget what they're called. It's a college. It's kind of like a weird California school, but their whole premise is that men are here to make women happy, right?
Yeah.
So they teach men how to make women happy, and they teach women how to be receptive to that, you know? That's the whole point of the school. Very interesting, you know? And ultimately, that's what men want to do. They want to make some woman happy, right?
And that seems so contrary to, because women are so much the nurturers, and it's hard to receive, you know, when you're so used to being the one that gives. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, see, that may be your personal issue, that you have a difficulty in receiving.
Okay.
It's possible that that's what you bring to the party.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to receive.
Yeah.
And that's something you can actually work on if you want. You know, you can actually... Like, you know, for example, only go out with guys who are going to pay for everything.
Okay.
No questions asked, you know? Don't even waste any time with a guy who even hesitates to take care of everything. See? Very easy. You know? Very simple.
Yeah.
You just get clear, and that's what you have. And then you'll attract those kind of guys. And they'll like you, and you'll like them.
Okay. I like that.
I know I'm oversimplifying it, but it really does kind of work that way. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, just find a generous guy, that's all.
Okay. Well, I feel like, oh gosh, I don't want to take advantage and, you know, that whole thing, but.
I know,
okay,
that's
what I'll do.
Those kind of beliefs are what's stopping you, see. Those are the beliefs that are stopping you from receiving. You know, there are men out there, lots of men, and I was one of these men for a long time, who, you know, I'm pretty successful, and I just wanted some woman that I could just, you know, share my success with. And I found that most women, not most, I shouldn't say most, but a lot of women just can't receive. They can't hold what I have to offer. And I think that's true for a lot of men. You know, they're successful. They just want a woman who can handle the bounty of what they can share with the woman and not get uncomfortable. So it's a very good project to work on that.
You know, I never thought of it that way, but it is kind of a gift to allow somebody to give to you, isn't it?
Because and, you know, the men, we're programmed genetically to want to provide and protect women. Now, there are bad men out there who... I mean, there are some guys that are really messed up who look at it differently. But in general, most men, we want to provide and protect. All we want is a pat on the back, you know, or a tap on the head saying, you know, you did a good job. That's all we want. You know, it's really simple. It really is. Women make it so difficult. I don't know why. They could have everything from the right guy. They just allow it to happen. So work on receiving. If something's offered to you by a man, as long as you feel like he's not wanting something in exchange for it, you know, like a deal, you always say yes. You say, thanks, I love it when people give to me. I just love that.
Okay, I love that attitude.
And say, I appreciate it, thank you. See?
Yeah.
That attitude changes everything. So with that and your Ace of Hearts, you know, it's about loving yourself and allowing others to love you too. Okay?
Okay, great.
Thanks for being my guest.
Will I get it out by next year?
I tell you what, we've kind of run out of time. I've already discussed this year, so we'll have to talk another time about that, okay?
Thank you so much.
Have a great night, Cindy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have time. We're going to try to squeeze one more call in here. We have Laura from Michigan. She's 1224-1951. A seven of hearts. Are you there, Laura?
Yes, I am. And my son is 915-85, and we filed for change of guardianship on him, and I'm wondering what you see on that. It's going to take place on 7/21.
So you're what are you asking me exactly? You're trying to gain guardianship of your son?
Yes.
Or,
I gave it up over about a year ago.
What? I'm sorry,
and
I couldn't hear what you said.
I gave up guardianship a year ago, and I'm trying to get guardianship. He just asked to have a change of guardian, and we go to trial, or we go see the judge on 7/21.
Well, 7/21 happens to be the beginning of the worst period of your year. Did you know that?
Yeah. No.
Well, every year each of us has a Saturn period, which is the hardest period of the year. And you have a three of diamonds and a seven of diamonds, and you have a nine of diamonds. I wouldn't have recommended you scheduling anything in the court during this period. And so the aspects don't look all that favorable. I'm not saying it won't happen, but it doesn't look so good, okay? It doesn't look so good.
Would it go by his birthday more than my birthday?
I think you're the one asking the question. I think it's more about you wanting to know about, you know, for yourself, aren't you?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what he wants. He'd have to call in and we could talk about it, you know.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's hard to say. I'm not going to say definitely not, but I wouldn't have picked this time to do this if I had talked to you earlier. I would have told you, don't even think about it.
Yeah, we should have gone the day before probably.
Or a week before. You know, or even after, like after September 11th, because then you're out of Saturn then, okay?
Well, the thing is, the guardian wants to put him in a group home, and he does not want to go, and we're getting along really good in my house, so I figured
hope it works out. I mean, since he wants to be with you, I think it's the best thing.
And the love card, the special you're talking about, is it by buying both books?
Have you taken the free Destiny e-course?
No, I haven't. But I do want the two books.
Go to 7thunders.com and sign up for the free e-course. And there are some specials in there that you can buy one book or both books at a reduced price.
Okay, very good.
So thank you for being my guest, Laura. I hope you have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that concludes our show for this evening. Thank you all for being here and for participating, and I hope you're having a great life. Whatever you're doing, I hope it's fantastic. We'll be back next week, and then I'll be taking a week off while we move, our big move, to North Carolina. So thank you for being here, and we'll see you next week, though, for sure, and then we'll see what happens. Have a great night.
Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam.
swaha tat savitur varinyam bhargo devasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodayat om bhurbhuvah swaha tat savitur varinyam bhargo devasya dhimahi Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah.